Stanley, you want to do a prayer for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning, and we just want to humble ourselves before you and pray, God, that you would just be with us. Give us wisdom and guidance. And help us to understand the things that you want us to make decisions on, the decisions you want us to make, God. We pray, God, that you would help us to be a witness to others, and help us to be ready and willing to share the fact that you sent your Son to die on a cross for us. Thank you, God, for Taney County, for the United States. And we just pray for the leaders there. Pray for the state leaders. Just be with all of those guys. Just give them guidance as they do your duties today. And we pray, God, that you would just watch over us, continue to give us the guidance and wisdom that we've asked for today. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Very much so.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have any public comments? So. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 25th, 2017, 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks?
I do. Sometimes we do something in repetition, and maybe we forget the meaning. But we've been saying the pledge to the flag for over 100 years. And every time we've had a war or been invaded, our men have fought and hurried to get that United States flag and post it up there. From the Korean War, World War II, when in World War II, when the Marines went to, and Commissioner Schofield was on a ship out there close by at one point. Is that right?
World War II?
Not World War II, but you were placed on a ship.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Not during
World War II. Not during World War II.
He's not a ship. But he was just sharing with me that he was familiar with the site. But when they went forward to place our flag up there, they had to stand guard with guns to prevent being shot at. And they risked their lives many times. When 9/11 happened, what did our firefighters do? The very first thing is they could not wait to get to the top of the huddle and to place that flag up there. It's a flag of freedom. It's a representation. When we say the pledge, much thought over the years went into it, and as our forefathers adopted it, and I just hope that when we recite it, that we take time to stop and think of what it truly means, the freedom that we have. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve checks number 446 through 718 through 446 through 782. Warrants 6852 through 6855, and 5 journal entries.
I know what you meant.
What did I say?
446 through 718.
446, 718 through 446, 782.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Do you have those dates written down? Ms. White?
Pardon?
Do you already have those dates written down?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, I'll get them.
September 18th. Come on.
Weren't we September 5th need to be, aren't those the ones that we needed to?
I think we approved those with corrections.
Did we last? Oh, that's right. We did it with corrections and they corrected. Okay. Move to approve previous meeting minutes for September 18th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 18th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of water softener for Judicial Center.
To discuss getting a new water softener for the building over there. It does the sheriff's and the kitchen and part of the basement floor. We have noticed that some of the equipment in the kitchen is starting to be affected by us not having a water softener. And I've got a little package here.
If I remember right, we have one. It's just been bypassed because it's never worked.
That's correct.
Who installed the first one?
Arden.
Who installed the first one?
It was subbed off of Allen's Mechanical. They're the one that done the plumbing over there. And they're no longer, the guy that installed it's no longer in business. And the Kuna water softener is also it's not available anymore. Can't get any parts or anything for it.
Hmm.
Was that in 08 or right before we...
We moved in there in 2009 and we started having problems in about 2013.
So it worked for a while.
Actually, I don't think it ever worked.
Okay.
Yeah, because it seems like we had to put a lot of salt in it. And it just was, got to the point where it was too much salt that something wrong. And we would call and could never get anyone to come to look at it. We even called Allen's Mechanical and tried to get them to come and look at it. And it's just like, I don't know, nobody wanted anything to do with it.
You say you had to continue to put salt.
Yes, continuously. A lot.
Forsyth has very hard water.
Yeah, but this was, this would be like, I'm not kidding you, like 20 bags of, like every few days.
Did the elements burn out? Was the salt taking care of the lime?
No, it wasn't as much problem as we have now, but no, it never.
We still replaced elements?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Wasn't working then.
I mean, not as often. We've replaced how many, do you think, since? Quite a few. But he keeps them clean now, too. I mean, we have to, because there's no way you just, without not having the water softener.
But when we had the old heater, putting water...
Yes, there was still lime building up on the elements. Yes, and we did replace some.
And the people wouldn't stand behind it?
No. The company that put it in, it was no longer in business. And then we called to try to get, to talk to the water softener distributor, I guess, or the actual company that made it, which is Kuno. And they are no longer in service, and they don't even make that water heater anymore.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah. And we've let it go for a while, but now it's just too, the buildup is just too much on the kitchen. And if you notice in that packet, I've got pictures of the products that we have in the kitchen and how much they are, and, to replace those.
I'm going by memory here, and I was just here at the courthouse, not in here, but do either one of the other commissioners remember that we had a problem of an odor or the color of the water?
Yes, and that was that's how we first started noticing that there was something wrong. Apparently in those tanks, they would always call it like aggressive water. And it's where the pH and it was just off balance and you could never get it corrected. And what that did was then that water is aggressive and it goes through the pipes and it would eat it and kind of almost like eating into the pipes and causing, you know, the discoloration and
reaction.
Reaction, exactly.
Our pipes are plastic, aren't they?
They're not.
They're metal?
They're all copper.
They're copper.
Copper. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where we started to run into a problem, so.
Did we get a leak in any of the copper from eating into it?
No.
Yes, we actually have.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on that 4-inch pipe. Okay. We had to drain all the water out.
Okay.
So what do you guys want?
I'd like to get a new water softener, but that will have to be bid out.
I was going
to
say it needs to go through the proper channels.
Price.
I believe it needs to be done, though.
I wouldn't say it's way overpriced. I would say
it's
over the bid limit.
Right, over the bid limit. That's what I meant.
I think we need to look into it. We're starting to have some issues of it not having one. We've got a tank down there replacing right now. It's a little over $3,000. It's inside one of the dishwashers. It is a pressure sanitation tank, which it actually builds the temperature up to 185 degrees and disinfects our plates and stuff that they send through it.
I have a picture. I think it's the very last picture. It's the heat booster?
Yeah.
I think is what they call that.
We're having to replace it right now. It's a pretty pricey item.
Have they talked to you yet?
That was awesome information. It went out for a long week with quotations, which will supply me with specifications needed.
So you just need direction from us to go with Mr.
Yes,
Erickson?
I would like that.
I don't have a...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you going out for bids. I mean,
it's a three phase. I guess when we go out for bid, but I'd want to see, I'll also have them quote their guarantee. And, you guys do that, but see that there's stipulations in that, whoever, Ron Grum knows much more about this, that not only how long the guarantee is, that the testing to see how much salt or how much water softener tablets that they think it should take to handle, give an estimate on that.
One that I've spoken with, roughly they were using 2 pallets before a month. This will be, he told me, less than 1 pallet per month.
1 pallet a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a thought I was having is I wonder, too, if we could check with another county, like Green County or something, what kind of water softener they're using.
They did.
Oh, they did?
They did Green County. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Good. Thank you.
One of them did. Yes,
thank
the
you.
The one we got. They did all their facilities.
Thank you.
But I think for the, as you know, our jail down there, the equipment that's involved in that is expensive.
Yes.
There's no other way around it. It's just ridiculously high.
But we have 4 300-gallon hot water heaters. And this is just on the heating elements. And each of those 4 have 9 heating elements inside. So that's 36 heating elements just, right there in... they're...